Well, there's certainly a lot to go on here for the purposes of the day. There's certainly one thing that sticks out that we ought to be attentive to, and that is that in both the linking message of the passage to the Philippians and this integrated message within the Gospel of Luke here, that God's providence must have its way. Often when we look at the situation of those who turn down the invitation, we ought to be aware that they're doing so because they're attending to their own needs, or what they think are their own needs. But the invitation to the Master, the invitation to the Master's feast, is all that we need. His providence must have its way. And often we can find excuses. Excuses come to us even without us trying. We can always find excuses to remain self-dependent or look to our own means, but it's not as easy as it looks to say, Lord, let him have his way. And in a year like this, and on an election day like this, it's harder to say something like that, to let the Lord have his way, that regardless of our participation, whatever it may be, whatever effort we make, we do surrender at the end of the day to his providence. If perhaps the person we voted for gets elected, then it should not make us any more self-dependent, but all the more dependent on Christ. And if the person we voted for loses, all the more. We should not consider us at loss because our own self-dependence didn't win out, but we still have hope because our Savior is still the Lord. Our Savior is still Lord of the earth, as that beautiful hymn to the Philippians reminds us. So let us remain hopeful this day, and no matter what happens, in this day, the day after, next week, never stop to remain hopeful in the Christian joy that we all share. Thanks be to God.